And now to the most exciting news of the week. Astronomers have discovered 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting a dwarf star just 40 light years from Earth. That's 235 trillion miles, which is pretty close in cosmic terms. The dwarf star is called TRAPPIST-1, and astronomers say the planets could have liquid water and the right conditions for life. Dr. Doug Hudgens is a program scientist for NASA's Exoplanet Exploration Program. He's with us now. Dr. Hudgens, welcome.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And I feel like we get announcements like this, maybe not exactly like this, but like this every so often. But how exciting was this one in particular?
Well, this is really exciting because it has to do with worlds that are actually really the size of the Earth. We've found over the last 5 or 6 years that planets are tremendously abundant, that when you look up at the night sky and see the stars, basically every star that you're looking at has at least one planet around it and probably more than that. But the majority of the planets that we've found so far have been large planets, the size of Jupiter or even Neptune in our own planetary system. Just because they're bigger, they're easier to find. Earth-sized planets are more tricky. They're small. But they're also the most exciting ones because, of course, we believe that in order for life to exist, you need to have a planet with a rocky surface that can support the existence of liquid water and a hospitable atmosphere in the habitable zone of its planet. So here we found a system that not only has one such planet, but actually it has 7 such planets, Earth-sized, 3 of which fall in the zone where they could possibly support liquid water and life on the surface.
And this star, this dwarf star that these planets are orbiting, is much smaller than our sun, right?
Yeah, it's only about 10% the size of our sun. It's much smaller, much cooler than our sun. So these planets are much closer to them, their orbit, because they basically have to snuggle up closer to the star to get enough heat to be in the habitable zone.
What are you most curious to find out about this?
Well, I'm most curious right away to find out whether they have atmospheres. The tiny red dwarf, or red dwarfs in general, are, although they're small and cool, they tend to have rather tempestuous lives, particularly the early stages. In fact, this star itself we have already looked at with X-ray telescopes, and it's emitting copious amounts of X-rays. So there's been a lot of debate within the scientific community about whether planets around an M dwarf could potentially be habitable because of the negative effects of, you know, very energetic flares and X-rays from the star itself. Strangely enough, smaller and dimmer than our sun, our sun is a very nice, well-behaved, very gentle star as these things go.
So how long until we know if there's life on these planets?
Well, that's a bit of a guessing game. What that comes down to is, can we find a signature in the atmosphere of the planet, the composition or something like that, that we think is really a smoking gun for life? If we found something that we couldn't explain with any other way than the action of living organisms, then we would have some compelling sign of life. I tend to think that nobody is going to really regard it as a smoking gun until we can look at the planet directly, study its light, figure out whether it has oceans and clouds and landforms, and possibly even begin to see the fingerprints of vegetation in the spectrum or something like that. I think that's going to be what we'll need, and that's probably another 20 to 50 years down the road.
Okay, well, that brings me to my last question to you, which is, we're saying this is 40 light years away, which sounds close compared to what some other things in outer space are. But
that's right.
That doesn't mean that we could get there in 40 years because, of course, we can't travel at the speed of light at the moment.
That's exactly right. Not with our current technology. I liked the analogy that I heard one of the scientists say yesterday that, you know, if United was so excited that they decided to schedule a flight to this and you got on it and flew at the speed of a typical airliner, you probably would be in for about a 44 million year trip
okay.
to get there. So you hope they packed more than snack boxes.
Right, and that you weren't in a basic economy seat where you couldn't put anything in the overhead
bin
for free.
At least economy plus.
At least economy plus. Dr. Doug Hudgens, program scientist for NASA's Exoplanet Exploration Program. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.